sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, sitting here with Becky Ivins herself.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you this week?
Doing great. And, you know, we're covering a subject today that has been covered many times in different areas of life, but we're talking about sellers of real estate today. And the seven deadly sins.
I don't know if I want to talk about this subject. This is like feeling much too much like my childhood, talking about the seven deadly sins.
Oh, and well,
keeping. I might have some inner child moments here.
Okay, well, these relate.
These might be therapy.
These relate pretty well, and I hope sellers are listening up on this, right? Because over the last couple of years, sellers have basically been in heaven.
Yeah.
With multiple offers, inflated prices, and then people bidding them up to the point to where they get so much money, the sellers do, right? But times are a-changing, as they might say. Because rising interest rates and inflation being the way it is, supply and demand kind of leveling out a little bit, the threat of a recession being here, it's the seller's market's pretty much leveled off, and yeah, it's become a more even market.
We knew this was going to happen at some point in time because that's the way real estate has been for eons.
Well,
and it ebbs and flows. It's never going to remain the same.
No, it's a seller's market or a buyer's market,
right,
or it's a balanced market.
Yeah.
And right now, if you have a prime property in a very desirable area, location, 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 that means that you still might be in a seller's market.
Yeah.
However, a house that might need some work, that's not located in the right area, the most popular area, neighborhood in town, might have a little bit harder time getting anyone to buy it. And sellers have been guilty of just raising the price month after month. And realtors are guilty of that too. And if you're a realtor listening, I challenge you to look at the data, because if you do, you'll get out in front and you'll price your properties correctly. And that is not higher than they were last month, right?
Exactly. We've spent 2 years with basically way more buyers out there than sellers. That's right. Been the market we've been in. And there's been a lot of sellers and a lot of real estate agents who have gotten into some bad habits over the last 2 years, or have information that's no longer applicable. It's changed.
Well, sellers, you know, have had lofty expectations and overblown visions of the price they're going to get for their house. So let's talk about, are you guilty of one or more of the seven deadly sins? And we'll just start out with greed, right? Greed's alive and well in real estate, as it always has been.
There has been many greedy sellers in the past 2 years because they've been able to get the prices. I mean, it's been but we've dealt with that of sometimes that where is the best way to price a home for sale. Let me ask you that, Becky, because there's kind of a little bit of different philosophies. And most sellers, I would venture to say, well, let's price it for the most. Let's see if we can get it.
We can always come down.
That's
famous last words of a seller. Well, we can always come down. Well, in a market that we have right now, you don't want to have to come down. You want to tempt your buyer to go up.
Yeah, that is the two principles you can do is go, hey, shoot for the moon and have maybe one buyer potentially possibly go up there? Or do we price it in a competitive way where you may be able to get two or three offers within that area and you're able to pick the best offer?
With the best terms, with, maybe cash over financing.
That's what happens with greed, is sometimes you end up focusing on just the price, and that's only one part of the term, and there's other parts that can make or break the contract.
Well, there's always terms, and someone who is seeking a 95% loan or 100% loan, are they going to be able to get it appraised? How long will the closing take? What are they going to demand? If they pay too much for a property, what we have seen is buyers expect that property to be perfect. They want every tiny little thing fixed on that inspection report because they feel guilty for having paid what they did. So greed can work so much against you in real estate.
Well, and also if you price too high, it means that the only one that is going to be eligible to purchase your property is someone with cash or someone who has an extensive amount of cash. Because if you're getting a loan, you have to deal with the appraisal part of this.
Yeah. So if you get too greedy, you're likely to just lose out totally. And then property prices have leveled out. What are we going to do when property prices have dropped? Now, we've had a one-month drop. That's not enough to really say there's a trend necessarily, but they have kind of leveled out.
We have, and I'm interested to watch that because we had the same basically percentage of drop last year from June to July. Did the same thing that it dropped, you know, about
3%.
About 3% within this. Someone who I know is watching all the numbers all the time is on the line with us. It's our money man.
NMLS number 196-895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage is on the line with us. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Dean, what's our market doing?
You know, Becky, things are prettier today. I mean, most clients, I talked to a couple of them this morning, and they're still in, are we over 6%, 6.25%? And I'll go, no. You know, pricing's prettier today than it was, you know, 30 days ago. So, I mean, I think that 5.5% is a good number to use, whether you're doing a conventional loan or a government loan. It's more favorable today than it was 30 days ago.
Last week, I had someone that had locked at 4.75%. Now, they had to pay a couple points for that, but they got the seller to pay those points. And when you pay a point, it's like 1% of your mortgaged amount, right?
Right, correct.
So if you're mortgaging $200,000, you're buying a house, let's just say for $240,000, you're going to mortgage $200,000. It's going to cost you $4,000 for 2 points. And the seller can pay those points up to a certain amount. Seller concession has a max on there too, right?
Correct.
Depending on based on loan.
Yeah, but based on the loan type. So, and you're starting to see, and I'm starting to see more seller pay costs, which, you know, the two of you know as well as anyone, that's been absent the last 2.5 years.
Right.
So we're
starting
to see contracts come in today where this show was invaluable because your sellers have got to come to terms with the shift in the market. The sellers have got to come to terms with, I may have to do some repairs. The sellers are now starting to have to pay some costs to make deals happen. The shift is in process.
Well, and the shift, and not only in the market, but in the season of the year. This time of year,
correct,
we always have a bit of a shift in the market, because if you were going to buy during the summer, you've already done your purchasing. It might not have closed yet, but the contracts have been written that are going to close during the year. I mean, most areas, school already started. So we're sort of getting in the fall, even though we're at the beginning or middle of August.
I'm ready for the I'm ready for the temperature of fall. That's for sure. Go ahead, Dean.
No, I mean, and I think, Mark, you brought up a good point, is if you're a realtor, if you're a lender, you need to know what you're doing today. I mean, it has been easy the last 2.5 years. So we're entering that normal environment, hopefully, where the, you know, the blur period of the last 2.5 years is, you know, people were just, you could sell a home quickly, you could finance a home quickly. I mean, everything was just so easy to do. And guys, it's getting back to that real world, which that's what the three of us have done forever.
It's getting back to really what has been normative. And if you want to have a conversation with a lender that matters to you, have a conversation with Dean Riddell, Matt McLean at SWBC Mortgage. You can give them a call at 405-858-7770. That's 858-7770. Or you can go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and you will see them right at the top. As always, thank you, Dean. We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, where we are talking about the seven deadly sins of home selling. We talked about the first one, which was greed. The second one is
sloth.
Sloth. I feel like I need
to slow
down.
Yeah, I know you have to say that.
Slothfully.
Do you remember when Shelly in our office told us that the sloth was her daughter's spirit animal?
Yes. Love that.
Well, and sloth comes in for home sellers. We'll probably do another one of these on home buyers eventually and investors. There's ways to do this on a lot of things, but really speaks to sellers right now. But some sellers don't make any effort at all to get their house ready to show. It, I mean, there will be underwear on the floor, a bathtub ring around the tub. They just toothbrushes laying out on the counters. And sometimes you'll show a house and it's sort of like someone dropped by unexpectedly when, in fact, it's on the market for sale.
Yeah.
The realtor has an appointment to show it, so everyone in the house should be aware that you should pick up and make the house look nice, right?
It's one of those habits that have kind of crept into the marketplace where, for the past couple of years, it almost didn't matter. Some of those things that we regularly would tell our clients, here's what you need to do to prepare your home for being sold.
Right.
Didn't really matter as much. And so now, it's going back, it's becoming normative. You need to pick up items, get stuff, you know, the things that we have talked about in different shows. And if you want to go back and listen, we've done a couple different shows of preparing your home for sale. You can go back and listen to it in podcasts, but getting everything where only furniture pieces are on the floor.
And
no,
do you know
nothing else?
Nothing else. I mean, people buy by the square feet, so you should let them see every square foot in the house, right? So don't be a sloth if you're a home seller.
So that's the second thing, is slothfulness. And we get to the third one, and this one kind of cracked me up, of envy.
Well, envy is one of the seven deadly sins, right? So they hear, a home seller hears what the neighbors got for their house. They never seem to recognize the neighbor's house is 300 square feet larger, has had the windows replaced, landscaped all sides of the yard. All they see is the price the seller is asking, not what they have received, but asking for the home. Around the corner.
Well, and this is one also that I think social media has played into, because we're sitting there watching friends and family members who may be on completely different parts of the country. And we go, well, they got that, you know, much, so I should be able to get at least
that much for mine.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to be realistic right now. So envying a neighbor who sold for a higher price can actually lead to disastrous results for you.
I know this is one of the areas that you've trained your age and you've trained us in is that when we're having conversation with sellers, one of the things that we must do is to look at it through the eyes of a buyer. That if you were a buyer and you had X amount of money, and here are the current homes that are on the market, and one of yours is, you know, dear seller, yours is one of them, which one of these homes would you choose?
Well, first of all, you've got to get it shown. And as a seller, if someone has five houses to look at or possibilities, and they're going to select three because they just have a given amount of time, and they're dragging kids to and from the car, dragging them in to show the properties to, and the child turns your thermostat from, as they're being held by their father, from the air conditioner to heater, and you come home to a 90-degree house. Things happen. But what they do is you have to get your home shown. They have to pick yours over the others. And what's going to cause them to pick yours? Mostly the pictures and the price. The price has to be within the price range of what they can buy other homes for. And the pictures of your home matter a lot. Mm-hmm. And speaking of envy, I will tell you that many people envy our pictures because we have a photographer that works for us that goes and does our pictures.
Who, Sandra's just off the chart the best at this. And we also have a very, very high dollar camera.
Right. We do have a few thousand dollars invested in that camera. That's for sure.
Yes.
But it gives us a 3D view of the house, and you can literally take your iPhone and walk through the house. Any smartphone, you can just kind of turn it to the right, and it'll take you to the right, and it'll move you forward so that you can see that. But as it relates to envy, what other comment might you say, Mark?
Boy. Becky, usually I follow you great. I don't know where you're heading with that.
Okay. Well, a lot of times a seller will look at this as an emotional decision, and we have to look at it from a logical decision. Mm-hmm. So they can envy what someone else is doing even emotionally. But, I mean, when it comes right down to it, are they willing to go get their yard in pristine condition, add 300 feet to their house, exchange out their windows in order to get that price that the neighbors got?
Yeah.
Or are they willing to look at the numbers and get a reasonable price for their house?
Well, and that's a big thing that I know that we sit down with sellers and do and say, here's why that particular property was priced $30,000 higher. Look at the windows. What do you notice that's different about the windows?
You've got the old storm windows on yours, the aluminum and the storm windows, and they've replaced it with a triple pane window.
Yeah. And you have to remind sellers that we're on the same team. Our desire is for you to get the most out of your property. That is everyone's goal here. But we need to make sure we're looking at apples against apples. Because that's the way buyers are going to be looking
at it. Well, and Fuji apples against Fuji apples. Is that it? Because apples can vary a lot,
That's exactly right.
So it basically comes down to condition, size, location. Yeah. Location within the same neighborhood. It could be on the other side of the street. Back up. The other one could back up to a greenbelt, whereas yours might back up to a highway. And that's going to make a difference.
It's going to make a big difference. And it kind of comes into what the fourth deadly, because sometimes sellers don't see their property for what it actually is because they have too much pride in their property.
Well, we can talk about pride when we get back. But I wanted to remind you guys that you can listen to this on podcast. You can have your friend who's about to sell a house listen to it on podcast.
All you have to do is go to BeckyIvins.com, click on radio, you'll see it there, or anywhere that you subscribe to podcasts, Spotify, iHeartMedia, iTunes. Just put in Becky Ivins or Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It'll pop right up and hit subscribe. We'll be back right after this with Pride on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins. We're talking about the seven deadly sins of selling, and it's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Our word of the day today is pride. One of the seven deadly sins. And pride's a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those that they hold closely to them. So the pride in your house is what we're talking about. Do you have pride? We used to advertise a lot saying pride of ownership would be like the headline in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. So pride, how does that relate to sellers of real estate in today's market?
Well, with pride, pride's one of those words for me that can have such a positive and such a negative connotation. Like, for example, my kids were a part of the Pride of Piedmont band. I mean, that was just such a, as a town, we were proud of them.
The OU Sooners, the pride.
The pride of Oklahoma.
There you go.
So, but when what you're proud of doesn't match the reality of what's happening in your home, I think this is where it goes awry, where somebody believes what they have in their property is something to be proud of when it's maybe not quite so. And I'll give you an example. I got a question for you, Becky, because what we hear a lot from sellers is we have updated the kitchen. The kitchen has been updated, and then you go to the property, and it's not something that we in real estate would be considered updated because right. It was done maybe 20 years ago.
Right.
So how do you present this to a seller where the market would not call it updated, but their pride says, I've redone this, that, and the other?
Well, you have to choose your words carefully because, you know, proud home sellers assume their property is perfect just as it sits because they're very proud of it. And then any suggestions that I make as the listing agents are just going to be poo-pooed, right? So, but that's exactly what they do is they, I mean, if you've updated a house, the kitchen, and you have an electric stove that's got the coil still on the burner top, that's not updated in today's market. It's a great kitchen that has been updated 20 years ago with nice five-piece cabinet doors. And there's ways you can describe that as custom-built cabinetry. But what's popular today is more of a shaker style cabinet, right? So, I mean, it's painted cabinetry instead of stained wood cabinetry. So it's just explaining, and sometimes I'll let pictures do that. I will literally show pictures from the Multilist and say, okay, this is not an updated kitchen, but do you see what they've done with their decor? Mm-hmm. They don't have the coffee pot sitting on the counter. They don't have the can opener and their KitchenAid mixer and their knife sharpener and their butcher block knife of a container of knives. They have got one floral thing and a big plate. I mean, you know, so what you do to display an outdated thing might go a long ways. And I just did this to a property in Midwest City. We had a tenant in it, and it just did not show well. There were six people in a small home, and evidently each of them needed a couch because it was like there were four couches in a living room, and it was crowded, not brand new furniture, of course. So the whole place looked tired. So what we did was we replaced the carpet, painted the walls, and brought in a stager. And all that was paid for in purchase price. We were able to go up and got multiple offers right away because it, even though we did not update anything on the house, we replaced ragged carpet and we painted some walls. But that's it. And then we brought in some staging, which of course helps a whole lot. And sometimes, most of the time, it's not bringing in things to someone's house when they're living there. Most of the time, it's taking out things that will improve the showability of that house. So I just have to tell them the truth. This is lovely, and it's going to speak to a certain amount of people. Those are not the people that are going to pay you the most for your house. Mm-hmm. Let's get rid of these three pianos in this room, because that doesn't really show off the house. It shows off your pianos. You're going to move them anyway, so let's move them now. Let's go ahead and edge the lawn real well and clean it up. So they can be prideful of something that they worked really, really hard on, but it might not bring any money in today's market. The best I can do is, I'm such a direct communicator, Mark. You know that. I have such a hard time being, I'm nice about it, but I'm not going to tell someone half the truth. You've got to tell your client the truth about what they have to sell and how to best market that property to get it the most out of it.
Yeah. One of the things that I run into with this topic when I'm showing a buyer a property every now and then, the seller will show up thinking that they can add value to the, you know, I'm the seller showing up. Because I can tell you about this home like no one else can. And a seller showing up when a potential buyer is present is rarely a good thing. Rarely.
Well, the agent that has that buyer showing them the property knows the buyer. They know what's important to the buyer. Mm-hmm. They've interviewed and entered into a contract with that buyer to sell them a property. And interference in that is just going to alienate a buyer in the property. Now, there are certain properties, acreages, that have lots of outbuildings and stuff like that, that on a second showing, often I would ask the buyer, would it be helpful if I had the seller here to answer questions? Yeah. And if it's helpful, let's go for it.
Yeah.
And let's make that happen. But if they go, oh no, I can see the property, then don't bring that seller in.
Yeah.
Because that's just going to make them mad and they'll kind of shy away from engaging with the purchase process.
Exactly. Exactly. So Becky, what's our next of the seven deadly sins?
Well, we've gone through several so far. We've gone through what? Greed, envy,
sloth, envy, pride,
and now gluttony.
I don't like this one.
Gluttony. Oh, I relate to this one. Let's go for it right after our break, Mark. What do you say?
I think I need a snack before I get to it. So sounds good. We'll be right back on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It's time for our Smoking Hot Deal. Hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord. Our Smoking Hot Deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd just west of Meridian, Casa Perico, fresh hot Mexican food.
And soon coming to Yukon.
We had a great team meeting this week at Casa Perico. We did a lunch team meeting.
We do that once a month. It was fun.
Great, yes. And I had their enchiladas de rajas, and I'm a butcher Spanish, and I am.
But that's the poblano peppers, corn, and onions in an enchilada. Very good.
One of the unique things with Casa Perico is, and they're like one of the only ones that I know of that did this, their fish tacos, which I had a fish taco, is made with catfish, which is most Mexican places would make it with tilapia. It's a real unique, and if you're a cat or if you're a fish taco aficionado, which I am, I love all sorts of different kinds of fish taco. Very unique there. Love it.
Okay.
Our smoking hot deal.
Okay. How about War Acres?
Located, it's 5707, I believe, Northwest 40th in War Acres. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath, right, just great location, just north there of 39th and MacArthur area. It's listed for $159,000. Has a single-car detached garage.
So War Acres, Putnam City Schools.
Putnam right City Schools.
Within walking distance of all
yes.
the schools
yep.
that any of your children would go to from pre-K clear up to 12th grade.
Yep, exactly.
Walking distance. That little square mile or part of a square mile is unique in that way, and people love that.
Absolutely. So,
okay. And then the other one out on, is it Fawn something?
Fawn Circle.
Fawn Circle.
Hidden Fawn Circle is the name of Fawn Trails is the addition. It's 5516 Hidden Fawn Circle in Mustang.
And it's like five bedrooms and three bathrooms.
Five bedrooms, three baths, slightly over 3,250 square feet, built in 2007.
Doesn't this have a little bit of ground to it?
I believe it does. Oh, let me look at.
Yeah, I think that everything in that neighborhood is kind of spacious.
Like, yeah.
So, and it's about 600,000 is the range on that one. So, I mean, from not very much to a whole lot, but totally different homes, but kind of we deal in all the price ranges.
I love that. I love that it stretches from first-time home buyers, investment property, and all over the range. And love what we do. That's our Smoking Hot Deals brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill.
Yeah, and that one on Hidden Fawn has an acre and a third to it.
Yep.
So it's got some land. So, okay, you ready to talk about the rest of the seven deadly sins?
I guess I'm ready for this gluttony.
Okay, well, I guess you were talking about your fish tacos so much. This happens so much in a regular market, but in the market we've had in the last couple of years, even more so. People get gluttonous when it comes to offers on their property. A seller, a not-so-wise seller, would have a full price or better offer sitting on the table, and they want to wait until the next two people look at the house. Well, but we've got two showings scheduled tomorrow. And I'm thinking, they're offering you more than you ask for. All right, so don't let gluttony take you out of the market, because if you wait, an offer's only good until a buyer withdraws it. And if you wait too long on answering their excellent offer, they think one of two things. Either you're dismissing them, or you have no respect for the good offer they put on the table, and they very well might withdraw it, and then you're left with two showings that, the floor plan isn't quite what we were looking for. The dogs are barking next door. Oh, no, we didn't like the color of light fixture that was in the dining room. I mean, buyers can get pretty picky and come up with all kinds of reasons not to buy your house. So gluttony is one of those things to where, literally, I had someone that had 22 offers on their property. Now, this was about 6 months ago. 22 offers. on their property, and they wanted to wait two more days to collect more offers before they answered anybody.
The fear of missing out, FOMO, that if I maybe we would just have one more that's better.
Well, and the fact is, the farther down the road you get, after about 24 to 48 hours on the market, the worse the offers get. Mm-hmm. Typically, there's a trend there. Well, nobody's bought it yet. I'm not going to offer a full price. And there you're sitting on maybe 8 full price offers, cash, and you're waiting for a VA buyer to come along that's going to ask for closing costs. So, I mean, follow the lead of your good realtor that knows what the market's like, but don't let gluttony overtake your reasoning on this.
There's a momentum in a transaction, and you once you get momentum going in a positive direction, you want to continue receiving a good offer as a positive. Let's keep it going.
Right. Okay. How about wrath?
Oh, this makes me angry.
I know, right? Strong emotions and getting angry at each other. You've never even met each other, buyer and seller, and yet they get angry at each other so often. And it's emotional for them. Yeah. And we have to, as realtors, remember that it is emotional for them, and to keep them with a business head on them so that they can get the best out of their transaction.
I had a buyer recently who, boy, just called me angry. And they thought the seller was misrepresenting the square footage of the property. And they were so angry that I just let them talk and said, well.
Did you hand them a tape measure and say, let's go measure
that's
it?
That's exactly what I said. I will meet you there. We can go measure it. And because I knew that what my buyer was telling me was not the right information. I'm not sure exactly where they got that information from, but it wasn't a factual thing that was happening. It was an emotional reaction to something that I didn't know what it was.
Wrath is usually an emotional thing, isn't it?
Come to find out, poor guy was just having a really, really bad day at work that he couldn't do anything about and got some misinformation wrong and then went on.
Well,
so we got it settled.
And sometimes people get real indignant and like I've had realtors call me and say, I saw the multi-list where that property sold for less than my buyer offered on the property. And I'll be going, you know, it's the seller's choice which offer they pick. And most sellers go by the net to them, not the offering price. Mm-hmm. Because if the net to the seller was better with a lower offer because someone offered cash, or maybe they were willing to take a couple thousand less if it was cash and could close real soon. So, I mean, realtors, I think, we're the worst, aren't we, at getting upset? So the last one.
Lust.
Yeah, right?
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, don't fall in love. To make this short, don't fall in love with your new house and lust after a house that you put a contract on and still have one to sell, because you'll end up taking less for the house you've got for sale if you don't position yourself correctly. So again, a very experienced realtor can help you with that.
That's what I had one just recently where they were moving from out of state to here. They loved the house, fell in love first with the house here prior to them putting their house on the market. And it was really a close call to get their house under contract in their out of state location, and nearly lost the home that was just their dream home.
Do it in the right order.
Yeah.
And get some expert help as you're making your way through the transaction. So don't be guilty of any of the 7 deadly sins of a real estate seller.
Yep. And so these are great. If you want to share this, you can go to any of the places you subscribe to podcasts. Hit subscribe to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move and share it with family and friends. Thanks for being with us, as always, here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.